Katie, ouch. I cannot believe what you've just said. I've got three children. One has ADHD. Does that make me a bad parent?
Well, this is the challenge. So you go for your life. You tell me, put me right.
She's now 21, so she's gone through the educational system. Yes, she was diagnosed at the age of six, but I did nothing about it. I said, you know what, I don't need drugs. I can take her home and deal with the behaviour. Took her home, dealt with the behaviour. Yes, she had her ups and her downs, and they have this, you know, shoot fire and then look at what you've done. That's what they do. And we sort of talked her through every time she did things like that, and we got through school, and she came out with A's and A stars in her GCSEs, and just before her GCSEs, she developed a little bit of social anxiety. I took her to a therapist for CBT so she could deal with
yes.
it. And she said, oh, there's nothing wrong with her socially. I think she's got ADHD. But I think to judge and say that they are naughty children, it's just really unfair.
Mm. And you sound a little bit upset, Limor.
Well, do you know what? It hasn't been easy. Like the other parents that, you know, say come to my house and see what goes on. Yes, some days are very, very challenging. But at the end of the day, they're just normal children that want to be part of normal life.
Mm.
And I just think to say that is just unfair.
Mm. And I do think
it doesn't look good on me either, because you make me sound like I'm a bad parent. But I've got two other children, one adult and one in her late teens, that, you know, just going through life normally and don't seem to understand what it is to have somebody with ADHD in the house.
And now Jason, you're in Watford.
Morning, Katie. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Jason.
Look, I'm a parent with a child that's been diagnosed with ADHD. Am I a bad parent? Part of me feels like I am a bad parent, so part of me feels like I agree with you. And this is me speaking as an individual. I'm not speaking on behalf of my wife, and I'm certainly not speaking on behalf of other parents that have got children with ADHD. But the reason that I partly agree with you is because I just think that this word ADHD, I went to school in the 80s, and I hadn't even heard of this before. And I was just diagnosed as being a bit of a naughty child. Never got into any serious trouble. Wrote a book about my life. And if somebody read that book, they would then turn around and say, I'm the classic person of somebody that's probably still got ADHD. Some people may say that you're a typical type of person. I mean, I watched you in the Big Brother house, and I see some of the things you do. And this is not a personal attack, because I think
that's
you're great. And I just think that we use... We're always looking for an excuse for why something is wrong with us. Now, with ADHD, you can't go to the doctor and really get diagnosed with it. There's nothing to really point it out. You go and sit with a child psychiatrist, and they go, yeah, I think your child's got that. And then they then talk you into going on to medication. Now, I was so against the medication, it's unbelievable. I just think it's the worst thing that you can do for a child. And now the school is telling me, oh, yeah, your child, his behaviour is much better. He doesn't shout out in class anymore. But they keep giving him a pass so he can leave the classroom whenever he wants on his decision. So a 12-year-old boy gets a decision when he can walk out of a class and just walk out because he's had enough. So he's not benefiting by getting a better education. The only people that are benefiting are the teachers, because he's easier to manage. I'm not managing him.
Let's go to Martha now, in Rickmansworth.
Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was ringing really about this whole subject because, like you, I was also one of those parents that used to judge ADHD as a naughty child syndrome for years, until I started to experience it in my own household. With my eldest son, he started to show signs of being slightly different to other children from as early as three. Not in a naughty way, though, which is bizarre considering that this is the main title that is linked to ADHD. It was everything but that. His behaviour is the way he is just beautiful. He's got a heart of gold. He's lovely. He's a real people pleaser. But it's everything else apart from that in regards to he gets very nervous. He can, when things happen badly for him, whether it's in school or at home, if he's been told off, it really goes to his heart. And you can see it in his face, and his whole soul kind of seems to just close up. And academically, he's really, really struggled. And over the last 3 years, because of the way people are so judgmental about ADHD, I have been fighting the system to try not to allow my son be put in that category. I knew he needed help. I didn't know how to help him because we basically, as parents, have done everything we possibly could. We've disciplined him in all different ways, shapes and forms. Mm. He comes from a very stable background. He's never moved home. He's never moved school. He's got loving parents that are still married and together. So all the stigma that goes with ADHD, my son never had any of that. He is who he is. And we're constantly telling him to be proud of who he is. And we have made a conscious decision that no matter, you know, he's ended up getting the title, but only because we've decided to play the system at its own game. We ended up allowing him to get the title for the school only so that he gets the help he needs. But as far as him and our family and anyone else is concerned, he doesn't have a label. He's just who he is. And no one knows apart from me and my husband.
It's so interesting, Martha. I really thank you for your call today. I'm just really fascinated by this idea and this journey, I suppose, over the last hour about people like me pointing a finger, going, oh, for goodness sake, why didn't that mother get a grip? Versus people saying, actually, Katie, you're completely wrong. And it's people like you that really make me feel bad about my children. And I've had 3 children and only one of them has had this. So how can that be? And then journeying across to Jason there and Martha, who actually is sort of almost obliged into some kind of ADHD diagnosis because your hands are tied by your school. For Jason as a dad, and I think as a disciplinarian role of the father, that's very challenging because your school's telling you what sort of parent to be and that you will give your child meds or we won't let him into class. And Martha there actually managing it quite differently in the sense that, you know what, our son's not going to know because we'll protect him from this. Our son's not going to know stuff. We'll do it. So we'll tick the box for the school, but our son won't know any different. And I have a lot of empathy, actually, with that side of things. When my children, one of them was born, and she didn't fit any of the boxes. You know, those red books you get, mums will know, that your child's supposed to be at this point on the average measuring scale. So your child's supposed to be this big, this weight, this tall, this. And I ended up throwing those red books away and actually locking the midwife out of my house as well because my children didn't fit any of the boxes. But you know what? Sometimes we don't fit the boxes, and maybe that's all right too. So thank you very much. Actually, that's been a fascinating, quite emotional hour for me, from the woman, the dragon that doesn't have a heart.